the last time we left off with the following shayla. We left off with the halacha, again, that a person has to know that he must make sure that when he takes, when he puts his tefillin back inside the bag, he must make sure to have the shalosh and the shalyad in a way that he will remove the shalyad the next morning or afternoon, depending on which shiva you're in, at the right order. And that is the shalyad always goes first. We said that once the halacha of a person touches the shalosh before the shalyad, which is not the seder, even though we know there's an issue called Imavin ala mitzvahs, that when you touch a mitzvah, you're not allowed to go to another mitzvah. But over here we said it's different. That once a person has touched the shalosh, he can pass over it and go to the shalyad, because the Torah was makpid on the order. The Torah told us that you have to kshar them al yodecha, and then will the Torah is bein enecha. The maid of the Torah told us to order. That's very important. I just saw a modig of Maisa. Let's put that one, the Ketmonim, the Kanazar Maisa. There were two Hasidim who were Mamish best of friends. They did everything together. Mamish everything. They were learning together. They dabbled together. They did everything together. One of them was Mr. one time. And there was nobody at his Levaya. Why was nobody at his Levaya? Because the same day, one of the big officers from the area, his son died, and everyone was petrified. If we're not going to go to his Levaya, can you imagine he's going to be upset with us? They're very scared. So everybody went to this officer's son's Levaya. And nobody was left at the chassid. And this other guy, who was his friend, was very upset. How can it be? This guy was a chassid guy. He started to learn. He downed well. Nobody came to the Levaya. Can you imagine? Nobody was there. It's not a schmuck. He was very upset. 3 weeks later, he got a dream. And in his dream, they told him that you have to know there is a reason for everything. And there's sometimes a reason why a person will get punished in this world in order for him to have a good schar and a good reward in the next world. He did an aveiro, he was told, in this world. And because he did an aveiro in this world, he was punished in this world. And in the next world, he'll get full schar and full reward. So they asked him, you know, what was that aveiro then? What could he do so much? He said, he didn't want to pay them. What was that one of it? I couldn't believe it. He put on his shalosh every day before his shalyat. Because of that aveira, he was denied access to Olam Haba. But eventually, he was showed a dream afterwards, he said, with a dream that he was a maestro led inside. So a person has to know. A person has an order for everything. Eim avin ala mitzvahs. If a person takes it out, you pass over it. But you must make sure when you put it in, the day before, to put it back in a way that you'll remember which one is on which side.
Well, he didn't know about that.
I don't know. Put it anyway. You can't put it anywhere you want, but the mighty, as long as you know the next day, right, where it is, so you'll pick it out in the right place.
And if you do by mistake, you should put back it.
If you do it by mistake, what do you mean?
Take the wrong album, take the shawash out first.
Then put it back in and pick out the shawash. That's what we're saying. Right? Loving advice, what we're saying. Loving advice. Oh, here's a very important halacha. A very, very important halacha. The halacha is like this. The halacha is like this. The Shulchan Aruch says that when a person puts his tefillin on, he must have tefillin on during Shema and Shemoneh Esra. Zut the Shulchan Aruch, and it's reported in the Rishonim and Achronim.
What's that put on a person? Just like, I'll say, I know a guy, I'm going to put the on.
Yeah.
What should I tell him?
He must say Shema. Why must he say Shema? Shema. Why must he say Shema? Does anyone know why he has to say Shema?
Yeah, but he's saying it's one Shema.
The whole Shema. Can you imagine the entire page? That if a person doesn't say Shema with his tefillin, the Hayyim says Shema without his tefillin, Eidus Sheker. That's what it's the Lashon. Why?
Why?
No. Huh? That's just saying, what's the chance? Huh? The book is
true.
Yeah. What's the chat? Because in Shema, what are you saying? Or the Tosaf voice, you're saying all of the shyness of tefillin, and what are you doing? You're standing like a gano without tefillin on. How can you do such a thing? Mimela, you have to have tefillin on, Rabbi. So this is a very negay shyness. I have the following shayla.
That's why you say Kriya Shema after you put your tefillin on?
That's one of the reasons why, by Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, they only say Kriya Shema, they take it off. Nothing else. They don't do anything else.
When you're saying Kriya Shema, you have to be wearing tefillin. You should say Kriya Shema when you're wearing your tefillin.
Again, when you're saying Shema, there must be tefillin on you.
Right.
That's what we're saying. No.
So when you put your tefillin on, just take them off. They don't say anything.
Mom? You have to say Shema.
When you're saying Shema, you can't say it without...
You can say Shema.
Right.
It doesn't require you to say Shema while you're wearing your tefillin.
No, it doesn't require you. But if a person says Shema without tefillin, that's called Eid Sheker. Yeah? That's called Eid Sheker. Now, I'm going to give you the following shayla. What's the halacha? It's not again this yeshiva. It's again in another yeshiva which I teach in. So I mentioned this in this shayla. If a person wakes up late in the morning, right? He wakes up late.
What? What are
they
shooting you in?
Not right now. Now, the Maisa, he wakes up late in the morning, right? The guy says to him, hey! Sosman Krishma! He said, huh? What's that? Sosman Krishma, boy, that is the last time you're saying Shema! I told you, it's not again, Yeshiva. Everyone will have a shot at the right time. 8:28. Late over here, man. It's just much
later.
Oh, 10:11.
I'm a little bit. 10:05 against it.
Ah, Gavaldi, that's the minor blooming against it, no? It's going to be Gavaldi. Now, the Mesa, you have to know. A person comes in and says, hey! Sosman Krishma! What's he going to do? He's going to say, alright, I'm going to say Krishma. He's not got spilling on. He's not got spilling on. He's going to say Krishma right now to react to Krishma. Listen, this is this Gavaldi Gashaka. This guy realizes he has 3 minutes left for Krishma, Sosman Krishma coming, and he hasn't got a spilling on, but he wants to eat Shema! Right? It's a mitzvah without terrorism, my boy said. There's nobody in this room that would not eat matzah on the first night of Pesach! Which person would let the Shema go by without this man? Can you imagine a guy? He's lying in bed, he looks at the clock, go back to bed! It's the same thing as not eating matzah on Pesach. What's the difference? It's a mitzvah without terrorism!
It's the same thing as breaking Shabbat.
Who?
Is breaking Shabbat the same thing?
No.
What's the same? I have some accents again. The same idea. That when do we say that a person that's saying Shema and not wearing tefillin is Eidu Sheker, that's only in a case where he's not going to put on tefillin. But if in 20 minutes or an hour or three he's going to go to shul or in his room he's going to put on tefillin, in that case, it's not called Eidu Sheker. The main other person has to know this. This Iflu Maisa, the Sosman Krishma comes up and he realizes I've got no tefillin on, a person should not deny himself of saying Shema, about it to say Shema, but make sure you put on spin later. Because if you didn't put on spin later, it's Eidu Sheker.
If it's time, you should definitely put it on.
If it's time, it's 100% to put on the spinning and say Shema. But if there's no time, then he can, the Maisa, put on spin Shema, and I'll put the spin on later. Let me go back to your both sides. Now, I'll tell you where this is very nagir. I got a phone call once from someone in the United States of America.
Where?
New York. Now the Maisa, it's the following shot, it's the Maisa shot you have inside. The guy was on his way to shul. He lives in some faraway hick town. He was driving his car. On the way to work, he goes to shul every single day. He was in the car. Rabbi said, Maisa Shahoya. He was in the car. And he realized himself, oi bye, I forgot my tefillin at home. So he has the following shayla. Right? This is what he called. The following shayla. Do I go home, get my tefillin, by the time I get my tefillin, the minion that doesn't want minion is going to be over. So I have to dance by myself at home. Or no. Do I go to shul? I'll dominate over there with the ganze tzibur, with the whole shul, and then afterwards I'll put on tefillin baita. What does the oilim say? No, which one is better? This is the shayla. Tefillin, davening by yourself, or davening with the tzibur, with the minion, without tefillin. I'm not going to mention that, say, no, what does the oilim say?
With the minion.
With the minion.
The Maisa told me
that it's better for a person to daven Shmoyne Esau with his tefillin by himself rather than going to daven with the minion without tefillin. Right? Go to that door! Who went to see him? Ah! Now, let me go and bite some. Now I'm going to make, I have to start, the halacha today of exactly when to make the bracha of tefillin. My question, you'll see tomorrow morning after we're learning the halacha, there are people that are baking bracha levatolas every single day. Because you don't know what they're doing. Let's see, after we learn the halacha. Rummish again. Now, one more thing before we start that is the kavona. This is already mavor in the talk, Rabbeinu Yonah and others bring it, that a person has to have kavona when he puts on tefillin. Right, so much so, everybody knows in the Siddur, there's a whole Shem Yichud to say. I'm not saying you have to say the Shem Yichud, but what's the reason of the Shem Yichud? The reason of the Shem Yichud is a person should have kavona. What is he doing? He shouldn't, you know, a person has to go into the mitzvah, know what are they doing right now. Zukum, Shreva, Zav, and all that. And if a person does the mitzvah, he has no idea what he's doing, it could be he's not Yotzer. It could be a guy will go, like we said last time, a guy will go his entire life, and come to Shemaim, and say, here I am, where's my reward? So what do you mean? You never put a tefillin your entire life. So what do you mean? I was very careful. I got the best tefillin on the best guy. You never had kavona. If you never have kavona, I'm not saying always, that a lot of Rishonim hold, if you don't have kavona at all, you have no idea what you're doing, what tefillin does, what the meaning of tefillin is, you just put it on these strings, and above you, you're not Yosef Bechlal. A person should think for 2 seconds before he puts on his tefillin. I'm putting on tefillin for the reason that Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to, and for the mitzvahs and creature and Mitzrayim, and there's a whole Hashem Yichud. What to say, think about it for a minute. That's all. Yeah? Let me go back to what I said. Now, we know there is a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Any Sfarim
of
me? Not yet. We'll go with one sheet again. We'll go up Pita Ashkenazim. We know there's a machlokes between Machab and the Ramah, how many brochas that we make. Everybody knows the Sfarim make one brocha, right?
That's it.
The Sfarim make one brocha, they said as well, something else. And Ashkenazim make two brochas. Now, I'm not going into why it's that way. There's Rishonim and Achronim backwards and forwards.
Again? They make all Mitzvot.
Yeah. It's all different. There's a lot of Ashkenazim. What do we do? We don't know if the second bracha, the Al Mitzvot Tefillin, is required or not. Memeru make Baruch Shem like everybody knows. The question is when you make it. Most people probably do this wrong, and it may not be a Levatola for them. We have to see. If a person makes Baruch Shem in the wrong time, a few seconds delay. Imamish, you lost the whole thing, it's a bracha levatol, his bracha didn't count. He never made a bracha. But if a person does what he's supposed to, we'll see exactly how. What's the reason for Baruch Shem? Then you have to know. People think the wrong idea. Well, we don't know if we should make a bracha, so make a bracha, I'll say Baruch Shem. Now, look, I never asked my life. I don't know if I should make a bracha on something right now. So what I'll do, I'll make a bracha, and I'll say Baruch Shem. Chas b'shalayim. You can't do such a thing. Sopik brachas l'arkel. What does Sopik brachas l'arkel mean? Some of the means if you don't know if you're shaving a bracha, you don't make a bracha. Brachas only drop one run, most times. Mimela suffix is a kula. However, over here, I'd rather we paskin that you need to make the Al Mitzvah Tefillin bracha. This bracha is necessary. However, since there's so many Rishonim that are cholik on this bracha, so we try to be here to everybody and we say, Baruch Shem, Kavodim Malchusei Lo'ein Avod. Personally, you know, but there's been a geir. I think it's a geir also. Frank Nieski once told me, following thing, I asked him the following shayla. What happens if a person takes a piece of chocolate or makes himself a coffee and he starts to drink it? He makes the bracha and he wants to drink it. Then he says, ah, I'm within 6 hours of meat. What's the halacha? What's he meant to do? He says, well, Jukwa Chan, he has to tell me about it. Hey, Baruch Shem, cancels out the bracha and it's beseder. Now, when Moshe Shtambach told me differently, Moshe Shtambach said to me, no, take a little sip, take a little bite, and it's after an hour, that's badly, the best thing what to do. Think about pleasures over there. But we have to know that Baruch Shem is not a massive use of Katsuchila.
Huh? You could eat something else.
If you have it before
not anything, you could eat anything. You could drink a cup of water or whatever.
If you have it before, it depends on the matzah. If guys in the NTO or stomach, they don't know where, there's nothing what to do. It's not going to help you. And I can if you have stuff in front of you.
Saying,
you have to give this away. But I can't give you something. You have to say Baruch Shem. That's it. Can't stop the bracha. It's beseder. Now, the mindset, everybody knows you say those two brachas. Now, it's important to know that our poskim that say that the Al Mitzvah's tefillin that we make on the Shul Rosh should be made quietly. Should not be made so loud because the Amen of that bracha is a suffix. We don't know if we should make that for Amen. Amen, if you make it quietly, that's the best eight according to Shlomo Zalman and other poskim, that not to make the Al Mitzvah tefillin too loud, and no one should do it. Especially as well, a Sfardi should not be answering Amen on that bracha. Because a Sfardi doesn't make that bracha. So if a Sfardi doesn't make that bracha, he's not allowed to answer Amen on that bracha. And maybe if you make it too loud in front of a Sephardi, he's going to answer Amen. It's not the best thing what to do.
So eventually, should have done like Minyan with us.
No, no problem with Dominic. You have to be careful. That's all. Like
no, I'm talking about like if you have some, they have different brothers.
Oh, you're Sephardi, right?
No.
Oh, who's Sephardi? No, you, someone else.
They have different brothers in front of
them.
No, that's no problem. That's no problem. That's alright. That's okay. That's no problem. Let me go back to my boy, sir. Ooh-wah. Ooh, what are we going to get to here? Okay, we're going to say, Baruch Shem. This business of Baruch Shem, Kavoy Malchusho, Le'olam Vayit. Now, there's three things we have to understand over here. When do we make the brachas of the Shal Yad, and when do we make the brachas of the Shal Rosh? Again, we have not discussed until now where exactly to put them. That we haven't discussed. That's a big shayla. That we have to get to, you'll see, and then once you learn these halachas, you'll go around the shul, you'll see people, mamash, haven't got a clue. They missed the boat. They poshut missed the boat. And guys, that they're posher, they're wearing boxes, they're not wearing tefillin on their heads. They're not wearing tefillin. So the first shayla is where to make, when to make the bracha. Then we'll discuss afterwards exactly where to put it on the head and where on the arm. So it goes like this. Right, we'll start with the shal rosh. The shal rosh, and people make a tremendous mistake here. You see people, they take the shal rosh in their hand, they make the bracha, and they put it on. Mishnah Brewer says, no yitzah, not good, doesn't work.
Put it on, why not? Put exactly on.
It has to be on your head. Only when it's on your head, and the straps are resting on your head, now you can make the bracha, and then you see people do something else to Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer says all of these things, and make the chomzah right. Looking around the shul. Zok the Mishnah Brewer. You have people, okay, they'll put it on. They'll say the bracha, straight away, they say, Baruch Shem. The Mishnah Brewer, no good, Hassan, new bracha. Unbelievable over here. So the Mishnah Brewer says, what are you meant to do? You put it on your head, right? Again, you rest it over there. You make the bracha, then you tighten it, you put it in the right position, you have to understand what that means. Only after that, you say Baruch Shem. What say you? Yeah, it has to be straight away. But not people make the mistake, they think it has to be right after the bracha. Mishnah Brewer says, Hassan, it's a problem. Mimela, again, so rich. You rested on your head.
Oh, Rabbi Zain, you must take advantage. We've got some very chosh betzillin over here. This has been checked. If anyone wants me to check the betzillin,
your palms are the corn, like the.
This is the shalosh.
You have to put on the shalosh.
One second, Rabbi Zain. It's important to get this clear.
Oh, beautiful.
The only thing is,
how long will close the problem?
No, we'll do it after. Now, Rabbi Zain, again, Rabbi Zain, claw. That means it has to. People, you see people like this. They're holding like this. They're saying the bracha. They think, you know, it's like the lulu. Right before, baruch mamish briskas. These guys, the big payers, yeah. These guys are getting all wrong, totally wrong. These guys are not yotzer, yeah. They put it. You have to put it on this. You rest it on. It's now resting on my head. I can let go whatever you want. I make the bracha. Then I'm going to tighten it and position it on the right place. Then I'm going to make my baruch shem, right? If you do it before that, you miss the boat. The bracha doesn't work.
It has to be on your head before you say the bracha?
It has to be on your head before you say the bracha. Not tight, but resting on your head.
What?
You'll see people, I'm telling you, I say you look around, you'll see people, they're not yoitzer. They didn't say the bracha correctly. Why? Because it's koidim or koidim. It's too early to say when it's on your head. It has to be right before the mitzvah is being done. The mitzvah is being done, by Rabbi says, I don't know when the mitzvah is being done by the shalosh. When you tighten it, that's the shira. Right? A very important thing to know. Now we get back to my boy said, let's do the shal yad. My boy said, let's do the shal yad.
Close it.
My boy said, let's do the shal yad now. Okay, ooh, got a shiro here. Beautiful. Now again, we're not going with the position. We're not going with the position over here, because the position is a whole different shayla. They have to explain how the bone works, how the whole explanation.
Hey, not talking.
Again?
What's the problem?
Get a sword on the street. You're with the night. What? Now, my website. We're not going to say the position of the tefillin right now. But people, again, you see people make the posh of the wrong thing. They're putting it on, and as they're putting it on, very shocking way, they're not yitzah. It's too early. You've got to be that the tefillin is going to be on the mockery, wherever that's going to be, wherever that may be. You put it there, you place it there, you wait. Now that you've waited, you say the bracha, and then you tie this bit over here. Okay, this is the
Ashkenaz one.
That's
a very important thing. People make mistakes, they do it stuff. You don't have to hold it, it makes no difference. The story is, it's on the exact mockery. you say the bracha, then you tighten. That's it. Now, when you start afterwards, what you do, if you're allowed to make a hashtag between one and the other, the guy with people that put their sleeves in their jackets, there's a lot of shaylas that people do that in between, then they do the shalosh. It's a big shayla about it in the postkin, if it's called a hashtag or not.
So
and this is the main idea.
Better not
wear
the jacket.
No. Now, the maisa, I'll tell you something, another shayla is very negative. A person is putting on his shalosh. He makes the bracha, and he hears the kaddish. Or maybe in other yeshivas he hears a baruch, depending on what time he shows up. He hears the baruch. Now what? Is he allowed to answer? To the Mishnah, you're allowed to answer. However, once you've answered the Amei or the Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to say Baruch Shem. There's no reason to say it anymore. You've made your head sick, the Baruch Shem is not going to help anymore. It's a very important thing for a person to remember. Let me go in weiter. We said already that our mitzvah should be quiet, right? So a lot of posts can hold that the bracha that a person thinks we shall know should be quiet. Okay, we're going to stop here, but we're going to leave with one shayla, Rabbi Yisai. This is the most negated shayla. A person has put on his shoyat. After he made the bracha, he's busy strapping around over there, we have to see how many times. If he is now Kaddish, a Baruch, or Amen Yishmei Rabba, or Aleinu, depending on how time he walked in, is he allowed to answer or not? If he makes a hefsuk between the shoyat and the shoroish, is he allowed to or not? And if he does, what would be the bracha in that situation? Rabbi, I want to end with this chayah odah which I said yesterday because I love it so much. I want to say one more time. The chayah odah in that Dovah says, oh, this is for all the people that weren't here yesterday, because I like to hear it one more time. The chayah odah says that if a person has the opportunity, right, I need a few words there, to learn of a spirit, and he doesn't, he's from Shea, and I'm going to translate, means to come into the dining room 20 minutes every day, learn the Hilchot Tefillin, and he's, I would never dare say anything else, the Hilchot Tefillin says Hilchot Tefillin, and he doesn't, so the Hilchot Tefillin, he swore for Shea to move on. That means, like the Gemara Shana says, they take him, they burn him to ashes, and then they sprinkle his ashes everywhere else. Rabbi Yisai, join us tomorrow for more Halachos.